The reason I mention these so briefly is because then you have certain people, especially in the big cities, who are actively adopting issues from other countries because it's the thing to do in the public eye, especially on social media, right? Be it the trans debate. According to me, it's a very individual thing. It's a very complex thing to understand what you're feeling, to understand whether you are a person who is not comfortable in his or her body. But it's one journey for yourself, which takes so long. Now, making this a mass conversation and using individual choice against individuals is a fucking horrific thing, especially when I hear of these things that are being forced on children. Hello and welcome back. This is another episode of the podcast, and I'm so glad that I am here, because if I wasn't, then it would just be this magical backdrop, which, by the way, is kind of making my eyes feel weird, which is a strange thing. People are like, "Oh, can you see your backdrop?" But it's just squiggly. Hey, I shouldn't share my own backdrop, should I? To start the podcast. And if you listen to it, you're blessed and you're lucky. How are you? How are things? Are you stressed that you're getting all these election messages? I think the world is going through elections. Not at the same time, but I think country after country. It's almost like, you know, a little schedule being followed. Of course, if you're in India, you have all these countdown clocks. And it started, I think, last week across the country. I think this week, today, if I'm not mistaken. No, 26th. Yeah. It's basically Karnataka. That's where I live. Electing. There's a lot of judgment around that. People are like, who are you going to vote for? You better make the right choice. And there's a bit of a dickness in that tone, right? Because you have these two groups where you better vote for Modi, otherwise you're going to ruin the country. And the other people, you better not vote for Modi, or they're going to ruin free speech or whatever they say. I mean, there's an idea of secret ballot, right? There's an idea of why you got to keep your thoughts private. I think everything's become too public. Like, some things are just better kept to yourself, but everyone wants to talk about everything. Everyone wants to share too much, and they don't share enough in other aspects of life, right? When you talk about how you're feeling, or not even feeling, but honestly, what's going on in your life. Oh, then comes the cover-up story. Then comes the facade. Then comes, oh, you know, I'm doing this. I'm going here. I've been there. And it's just all these fucking distractions under the guise of a fulfilled life, right? So yeah, both things are kind of annoying if you actually look at it, because what are we supposed to really do in a time where we have so much choice? Because if you think about it, there are a lot of situations where we are faced with these decisions. And if you look at the world right now, there are a few choices that a few people made that are ruining the lives of millions of people. This could be on the Israel-Palestine front. This could be on the Ukraine-Russia front. This could even be, if you want to talk about what's going on in smaller communities, right? Whether it's the decisions of a few industrialists or a few people who decided to take certain decisions to go down a certain path, which is affecting climate. Again, if you're a hardcore climate activist, you will have a lot to say about what I'm saying. But again, if you listen to this podcast, which I'm sure you do because you wouldn't be here otherwise, you probably know I'm not too kind of keen on activists on either side, right? But generally speaking, there is a certain trend that we're seeing nowadays, whether it's with extreme choices, whether it's with extreme ideas, with anything that comes related to choice we have, it's both ends of the spectrum that you find people who are being heard and who are shouting the loudest. And they typically do, because the ones like you and me who are sort of more moderate, and we tend to kind of change our views depending on the issue, depending on the topic, and we don't go completely sold to one side, is that we tend to take time, we tend to take a step back, we tend to process our thoughts, we kind of get to even understand what we're feeling, we kind of also get all sides of the conversation, the debate, the argument. We're not first to jump for first blood, and we're not like, oh, I won this, oh, bloody just knows first, didn't I? But we're not also the people who are first to blame. We're also able to kind of take in to account all the various aspects, all the various influences, all the various history that is related to, could be anything, right? Could be with the Israel-Palestine conflict. I'm living in Bangalore. Can any of my actions help those Palestinian victims of the bomb blast, of the bombing, the children and the women? In some way, yes, I can. But through talking, I don't know. Can I influence? Because everyone's talking about it. Everyone's protesting it. But can my words make an impact? No. So maybe I should go somewhere else and contribute, whether it's to aid relief, whether it's to some form of relief. Can I speak for all Israelis saying that all of them are genocidal fuckheads? I can't, because I don't know all of them. At the same time, there is a power to words. There is a power to discourse. There's a power to debate. There's a power to protesting. Everything, I feel, has a role, and everything has a power associated with it. Every choice that you make has a power associated. But I just feel we are slipping out of control and taking all these powerful tools that we have at our disposal and messing it up and abusing it and overusing it and diluting it as a result. And that's why these situations where there is a tendency for everyone to kind of flock to one side and take away from the issue which really matters, right? Because there is so much possibility when people are drawn to either extreme for manipulation, right? The severity of the issue, the depth of the matter can be so undermined, because then what essentially happens is that the truth is then blurred out, right? Because each person has their version of the truth, which they will defend till the death. Or not even the death. I don't know how many of these guys who are protesting whatever cause it may be will go to the death. It's just a very, I wouldn't say first world problem, but I would say it's a very replaceable problem that they will protest, right? Today it's Palestine for many of these kids in America who are protesting. Tomorrow it could be something else. It could be the cows in Ireland, or it could just be so replaced. And unfortunately, it does sound like I'm undermining their principles, but I'm not. It's just that in this rapidly changing thing, landscape, it feels like things which affected you over the course of 5 years is now changing every 5 days or 5 months. The issues are, it also goes to show how fucked we are, right? Like every 5 days you have something so serious. But is it so serious when you're able to change your views and change your stance and change your cause every 5 days? It's a bit disconcerting. And that's why you're opening yourself up when you have these things saying AI is going to take over. It's because there is a scope for these tools to come in and be wielded by a few to kind of manipulate the many. And I think that's where, you know, I think today I wanted to talk about choice, because I think choice is such an important thing if it's used by individuals and collectively. But it's a strange thing. I don't have an opinion on choice. I think we all have choice. And in many countries, unfortunately, there is no choice. And that's why we as humans want to live in a free world. But in today's idea of freedom, there is so much choice that it's almost overwhelming a lot of people and groups to this kind of narrative, which is the extremes. Because I think we always pause and stop and look at our lives when something's not good and ask the question, why me? And it could be anything, right? Why me could be a kid said, why didn't I get picked for the team to play a sport? Or the kid who got bullied on the playground going, why me? Or could be something more in an adult landscape. Why did I get divorced? Why me? Why am I not able to find a partner? Why me? To the most severe thing, right? Why was I born in a country which is disputed land for closing on hundreds of years? And why is my family being bombed indiscriminately? And why do I live in a country where a terrorist group is representing my views? It could be so many why me's. And there are real things. And I can't undermine someone's why me sad moment saying that is less significant than a why me of a person in a bombed out refugee camp, right? For human beings, I think every problem for themselves is much more significant. And it is valid, right? Like what happened, what wrong happened to me in my world is a huge thing compared to maybe what happened to you. Even though if you take a step back and objectively say, no, that's impossible. His wrong is worse than her wrong, or it's much more severe. But that's the human experience. What happened to us is for us a big deal. And we pause and look at why me, right? Why did this happen to me? And why is my life going in this direction? But on the other side of the same coin is the good, or how human beings like to say the right and the wrong, or the good and the bad. And we pause when things go bad, when things go wrong, when things don't go our way. And we ask these questions, these profound reflections, if you want to call it, or just blame, which is the easy thing to do, which we are seeing a lot of, right? You always have someone at that point to blame, or something or some situation. But again, like the causes, they run out very soon, because today it's maybe a group of individuals which you blame for your situation. Tomorrow it could be a policy. Day after it could be another group of individuals. And the next thing you know, you're out of options. And then what do you do? Because your distractions have gone away from you. So then you finally have something to think about if you want to do that. Because that itself isn't an easy thing to say, hey, wait a second. Isn't this all on me? Isn't this a time for me to kind of look at why I have these situations coming up, or why these decisions I took led me here or led me there? As I said, on the flip side to why me when things go wrong, there's also when things go well, or things are good, or things gone right. Do we question then? Do we say why me? Because I think we live in a system where it's only rewarded when the choices are good. And let's just say one thing, good choices don't always result in good things all the time, right? Because a good choice for someone, especially I'm talking about on a larger scale, someone's perceived idea of a good choice, for whatever reasons that determined and motivated that choice, may not be good for others. Just take examples that you're seeing today, like a person's decision to react to a certain threat, which is a good choice according to them because it's preserving their sovereignty and defending their boundaries against a lot of other countries, is a horrible choice for others. And again, bad choices for a certain reason might have good results or good consequences. So the thing I'm trying to get my wrap my head around, and this is in no way a spiel or a preachy attempt getting you to come onto my side or to my way of thinking. I'm just trying to wrap my head around the idea that everything has two sides to it. And I think as individuals, if we're able to kind of process this for ourselves, whether it's the good and the bad in a choice, or the right and the wrong in a choice, and reflect on both situations with the same kind of reflection and kind of inner conversation, I don't think there is a certain right or wrong. I don't think there is a certain good or bad. I think everything is relative, and there's no absolutes in these situations. And as a result, if we're able to process as in on an individual level, I think it reflects, or will reflect, I think start spreading out on a scale that then might help with change. Because this present day that we live in, where everyone's shouting, everyone wants to be heard, everyone's so quick to jump the gun and take a side, to condemn the other for being opposite of them, or to being a bad version of a bad versus their good. Because then everyone's good in their own eyes, or everyone's choices are right. And no one really knows what's going on, because everyone's just sort of so caught up and so self-righteous in their own way that they're just not willing to look at the others as even potential people they can talk to and they can work with. In that wide gap, so much shit can happen. That's when all the manipulation happens. That's when all the ideologies that they want you to, and by they, I don't mean a big sort of hand that's moving pawns around, but there are a few individuals who can fit in that gap, be it AI, be it political figures, be it economic figures, and kind of just drive the conversation and drive the gap even wider. So each group doesn't look at the other side. In fact, they're so far apart now that they don't even know that the other group is saying certain things. Again, this is something that people, like I live in India, we've got a set of issues and problems that are maybe unique to us, but also things that, you know, come along with having such a big population and also having years of colonial rule, recovering from that. There's a lot of poverty, there's a lot of illiteracy, there's a lot of the class divide. And within that, you have the social subcontext, right? You have a lot of people migrating from smaller cities because of the economic empowerment. They come to bigger cities. Along with that comes the other things, right? You have family, you have the idea of people meeting and trying to establish their roots. You have people trying to break those shackles of the caste system and then have inter-community relationships. And again, these are not, each point I've just mentioned now can be an entire episode in itself. But the reason I mentioned these so briefly is because then you have certain people, especially in the big cities, who are actively adopting issues from other countries because it's the thing to do in the public eye, especially on social media, right? Be it the trans debate. According to me, it's a very individual thing. It's a very complex thing. to understand your emotions, to understand what you're feeling, to understand whether you are a person who is not comfortable in his or her body is a fuck. It's, you know, how difficult that is. Like, for me to make peace with the fact that I can't see and not have a sense which is as reliable or something which is so important took me years. I didn't feel comfortable in my own body. I didn't feel good that I can't see. I didn't feel accepted by the community. I didn't feel, it still hurts sometimes when people use, not hurts, but it's still awkward when people keep saying the word CCCCC because we are a very visually driven society. And having said that, to understand that working from this premise of I'm not good enough or I'm not whole to working with the strengths I have took a lot of time. For some people it might have took, but for other visually impaired blind people it could have taken less time, and for some it's still going on, but it's one journey for yourself which takes so long. Now making this a mass conversation and using individual choice against individuals is a fucking horrific thing, especially when I hear of these things that are being forced on children, right? When we don't allow children certain choices because we want to protect them, right? Don't go near, you don't have a choice. You cannot play by the edge of the cliff because you don't know the dangers of playing at the edge of the cliff, or you don't know the dangers of alcohol or using an open fucking flame at home. Don't go near the stove because that open flame can hurt you. That's not a choice you have. Again, as I said, with choices, we say it's a good choice to let kids decide what they want to do. We want to fucking control their screen time because we know that it may be bad for their eyes or it's bad for their attention span or it's just maybe just fucking bad when you're exposed to certain kind of content, like what I'm talking about. But the good choice is having horrible consequences of letting kids decide what they want to do with their sexuality at an age of 8, or even just going online with any choice they want to make of watching porn at the age. I watch porn, I'm fucking 42. Yeah, is it unhealthy? Probably, but I know what I'm doing. It's an informed fucking choice. I'm dealing with the consequences. But an 8-year-old, a 7-year-old, even a maybe 12-year-old, 13-year-old, these things, it's an uninformed brain. It's an uninformed choice, which is going to kill them. And we are okay with it because it's a conversation which is way beyond an individual now. And it's just become a collective that decides what the individuals have to deal with. And the moment it doesn't work out for the individual, you leave them and you go away because the conversation has gone past that child or that family. I find that ridiculous. I find that dangerous because we are so easy to forget those people who are struggling as a result of the choices they thought they're making, which are good, but end up with bad consequences. And then it doesn't suit the agenda of the collective or the community or the campaign that these people are fighting. And next thing is just so easy because it's a problem forgotten for them because they used that example when they needed to and now it no longer serves them. So let's move on to the next cause, or let's move on to the next chapter in this cause. Let's move on to the next example that we can make out of this person who we told is making the right choice because it suits our agenda, it suits our campaign, it suits our ideology. But once the example no longer serves us, let's fucking move on. And I find that gross. I don't know, good and evil are two concepts that have been around for many years, but I just find this extremely sick, and it's the sign of a sick mind. It's a sign of sick human beings who don't want to look within themselves and understand their own inadequacies, their own insecurities, their own lack of self-worth, their own problems, their own decisions, their own choices. They don't want to look at that. They want to just fill their life with distractions and things to blame externally. People, causes, ideology. They want to blame something. And if anything they can use along the way, they will take it. Whether it's an 8-year-old child who they're going to use as a weapon, whether it's animals they're going to use, or whether it's children and women and even civilian men who haven't chosen to fight this war or fight this battle, they will use anything. And that sickness is where AI will, of course, exploit. It's a sickness created by a few human beings, and it's a sickness that will be used by a few human beings. And I think that's why I wanted to talk about choice, is because it's not so clear-cut as a good and bad choice, because everything has different consequences for different people. So all we can do as individuals is kind of think through the decisions and the choices we make based on what we feel we have done in our lives, with all the reflection on where we were, what brought us here, why we do things, as opposed to just doing things because they are distractions that we can talk to others about whether it's how much money you made, what job you have, what cause you defend. All these things, I'm not saying a cause is a bad thing. I think a cause is a great thing. But I think just blindly joining a group or a cause just because it is told by a few of those people who started that cause or believe in that cause, that is the right choice you're making. And by not making the choice, you are a demon or you're a bad human being and you belong to the other side, which is the side of evil. That's just so fucking stupid, because I think you and me and individuals have the ability to understand our own intelligence. And by intelligence, I don't mean the smartest person in the room, but I think the intelligence and the ability to kind of understand your own set of things that you have in this life, whether it's circumstances, whether it's certain decisions, or whether it's certain attributes or traits or certain, well, senses which you might have heightened or not heightened, whether certain abilities to interact with human beings or not interact, whether it's a certain physical prowess or not physical prowess. But this is your chance, and it's a choice that I think that's important to wield, right? It's a choice to reflect on your own life and kind of look within. And I think that may be a place from where we might be able to solve, I wouldn't say solve, but reach a place where we are a little bit more in the middle, able to talk to each other and able to kind of be united against a lot of this potential manipulation and potential divide, and not potential, it's an existing divide, which can potentially get bigger and bigger and irreconcilable at some point. Is that even a word? Reconcilable. Reconcilable. It's a good word. I've been thinking about this for a while, so I thought I'll share this with you. But yeah, let me know your thoughts, what you feel is going on, because it's election time. And again, you hear the same propaganda across countries, across parties, across divides, across regions. So it's something we can do as individuals. It might seem like a long, far-fetched dream, but I think if we each take our life into our own hands and give ourselves that courage, and I think the confidence to know that, hey, I have this, at least this ability to look within me and understand what my life means to me and what my journey on this life has been like and where I want to go with it. I think if one individual starts, and we're aware of the process, we're aware that every coin has two sides, or every situation has two sides, or every choice has two sides, and we are able to process that in every situation. It might not happen. Sometimes we do react extremely bluntly. We react extremely harshly without thinking. But today it might just be a harsh reaction, which you think about the week after. Tomorrow it might be 3 days later. I think these things happen in small steps, baby steps, one step forward, two steps back. But it's a very empowering idea. And I think that's the idea of a few or an individual journey that can impact many people. And I think we need to start on that, because otherwise we're all going to suffer because a few people have chosen to manipulate us. So yeah, I don't know why I slapped myself on the thigh thinking, wow, well, job well done. But anyhow, do share your thoughts with me. If you want to get in touch, of course, you can write in soaprowshow@gmail.com, or you can just drop a comment. Hey, wouldn't that just be lovely? All I can say is be well. I think just take time to kind of spend time with yourself and just have that conversation. And if you're not doing that, you may as well subscribe to this podcast and share it with someone or with everyone or with people you think will enjoy listening to what I have to say. And much appreciated for being here today. And do rate the podcast wherever you're listening it to. And do subscribe to the YouTube channel. All these things help me with the podcast and help reach more people like you, unlike you, just more people, basically. So thanks as always, and stay safe. Till next time. Cheers. Hey, thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you like what you heard, please do check out the other episodes on YouTube or wherever you get your podcast. And I would much appreciate it if you could like the video, share it with people who you think might enjoy it. And of course, do subscribe to the channel, because it will help me and the podcast grow and reach more people just like you. So thanks again. Appreciate it. Hey, thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you like what you heard, please do check out the other episodes on YouTube or wherever you get your podcast. And I would much appreciate it if you could like the video, share it with people who you think might enjoy it. And of course, do subscribe to the channel, because it will help me and the podcast grow and reach more people just like you. So thanks again. Appreciate it.